USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cyber Monday is in full swing on the heels of a record-setting Black Friday. The holiday shopping frenzy continues as many Thanksgiving travelers are still trying to make their way home. The major airlines are reporting a few disruptions after thousands of flight delays and cancellations on Sunday. An investigation is beginning into a small plane crash that took place over the weekend.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a single-engine plane, which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Airport in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay. So it's pretty scary.
The defense secretary is trying to get Congress to pass a spending bill for the Pentagon. Secretary Lloyd Austin said not doing so would result in significant harm to national security. Austin also spoke out against a short-term funding extension. Congress has until December 16th to pass a new bill and curb a partial government shutdown. A new study says fewer and fewer Americans are lighting up.
The number of Americans smoking cigarettes is reaching a record low. A new survey from Gallup puts that number at just 11%. The decline was driven by fewer younger adults lighting up. Just over a third of those between 18 and 29 smoked between 2001 and 2003. It has since dropped to 12% in the last few years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Buffalo supermarket mass shooter pleaded guilty to all charges in Erie Court on Monday, including charges of hate-motivated terrorism and first-degree murder. Defense attorney Brian Parker says his client's plea ensures there will not be a state court trial.
Today our client pled guilty to every count of the indictment, with the full knowledge that he will spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance of parole.
He adds his client does not intend to appeal. In October, 61 Border Patrol agents were assaulted along the southern border in 48 incidents, the most in any month since the start of fiscal year 2020. Just 28 assaults on agents at the southern border were reported last October and 16 in October 2021. The trend appears to be heading in the wrong direction altogether. In fiscal year 2022, 539 agents were assaulted, up from 441 in 2021 and 359 in 2020. The vast majority of the assaults were rocking incidents in which smugglers or illegal immigrants threw rocks or dropped boulders on agents on patrol. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending all necessary resources to Houston to deal with the boil water notice. City officials issued the notice on Sunday after a power outage that affected three water treatment plants. It's expected to be lifted Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O'Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.